Hello.
Hi.
Auf der Gitarre, nicht in der Ego.
Hi,
Hi, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Not bad.
Okay. I'm just gonna put your mum's address, your mum's mob, your mum's house number on there, the notes for the system, that's all. Just so you know, Gary, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role to go out and gather the evidence for you, Gary. You've already been accepted by the Scottish Media.
See, see, my mother's not gonna support. Can I have you see her? See her better. Can you speak to her about it?
Yeah, what's the one thing?
I'll give you my hand. I let me go. Cause she knows better than me.
Okay, no problem.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
What's your name, please, Gary's mum?
My name's Eileen Boyle. I'm Gary's mum.
Hi, spell Eileen.
EileenBoyle.
Okay, and Boyle is the same. Okay, Hi. Okay, so the reason for me speaking to Gary, Eileen, is he's been accepted by the Scottish Media. They've looked at his care settings, looked when he was in care, and have deemed him worthy enough to give him an application number. Now it's my role and my team's role is to go out and gather the evidence for him. So that's right into the social services of the care settings he's in. But it's also to try and understand Gary's journey a little bit better. How to understand the time in care and the trauma that he faced had an effect on Gary into his adult life.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, I need to sort of say, we need stuff as a, stuff that we can evidence.
Oh, Lord.
So we can obviously, you know, I can write to Gary's GP if he's ever been diagnosed with mental health problems.
Sorry. I don't know if he has to, he gets a payment of PIP. Would that do for mental health? I don't know, he's left with an addiction for alcohol.
That's good, that's okay. That's
Okay, so, he's had seizures, a couple of, two or three seizures. And he has some, he takes some drugs, not like heroin or that, but heroin, but he has some.
Okay, so let me just, let's unpick that a little bit, okay?
Right.
So, stuff that the GP will know.
Probably.
So there are problems with alcohol, really?
Yes, there was no bit of alcohol, yeah, because he's been in the hospital with the seizures due to alcohol, and the hospital doctors have told him he can't just stop it. He can't do it anyway, he's addicted to it. Because as soon as he tries to stop drinking, you know, just shoot off, he has seizures. So he's in a sticky wicket.
Okay, did you talk of, did you say you had any sort of mental health problems? You haven't been diagnosed with anxiety or
No, he's never been diagnosed with that, no.
Okay.
Back in the day, I mean, they really didn't. He was like 14, 15. He was just classed as a bad child. He was always, and he just can't cope with things sometimes. He's got no patience. I mean, I deal with all his finances, like pays bills and like blah blah, and make sure
is there
he's
any tests for him for autism or
No, not that easy.
No, no, I mean now.
Oh, now? No, no. He's never going to. He's trying to, because of Gary's mental health, trying even to get Gary to go to the doctor is a nightmare. Gary doesn't even go on buses for socializing, you know, going on a bus. He would rather have me or one of his brothers because he doesn't drive. Taking him in with the car. He doesn't like really, he's not got the confidence to talk to people he doesn't really know, you know, full length. He's got issues.
Yeah, I get that. I'm so sorry.
Alright.
So he's had issues, Gary's had issues with alcohol, which we can speak to the GP about. The seizures, we can speak to the GP about. Has Gary ever tried to take his own life, Eileen?
Oh, he's threatened it a few times, he's not actually attempted it.
Okay, good. Okay.
But he does come out with it every so often.
an equity house.
So you can understand, it stays in its own flat, right?
Yeah.
And normally I'm in touch with them every day. I'm not that fit myself anymore. I thought his daughter goes over and checks, but if I'm trying to get him and I don't see him for a couple of days, I begin to think the worst.
Yeah,
of the alcohol and other issues, and you know, it's free my mind. He's up and down with a blinking yo-yo.
Yeah. No, I get that.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. You may need some help.
Yeah, but trying to get him to go to get it, you know, it's like knocking my head off a brick wall sometimes. And then, you know, well, he has said to the doctor one of the times he was in, because I was in with him, in fact, he's got to want to go to people's like to get rehab or that. But there again, he had a friend that lost his life after being in rehab. You know, it's not going to do that. It's just a worrying time for us all, you know, to see what way he's going, how his mood is, what he's up to. I mean, I like to keep a tab on, to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, I get that. I think that's that. Can I take Gary's GP
for it's the last one you've seen, was it Dr. Dunn? I can't remember. Dr. Stephen Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. And it's the Fullerton practice.
Yeah.
And Dublair Road Air. Oh, I don't know the postcode.
Okay, I'll find it now.
Right, okay.
So the Fulton Medical Practice, 40 Dalbier Road, South Asia, KA71UL.
Right, okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, perfect. Let me just add this to Terry's details.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sec. And how long has Gary been with that GP for?
Oh, since he was born. When were you born? 1979.
Oh, I'm 3 years older than me.
Huh?
1, 2, 6. Okay, next round. Okay, so what I'll do, Annie, when I get all Gary's information back from his time and care, do you want me to share that with you both?
Yes, please.
Okay. What we'll do, Eileen, is when I get your information back.
Yeah.
Or Gary's information back from the town and care, I'll share that with you both.
Okay, that's great.
We'll go through it all together.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll add any medical records we can find from Gary's GP that is relevant to time and care.
I don't know about his time and care,
that's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, totally fine.
Right, okay.
The reason why we do that is obviously in some instances alcoholism we can peg to, you know, childhood trauma and past trauma.
Yeah.
And when obviously the leaders are deliberating on Gary's case, we have to take these things into consideration.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll go through it all together, you and I, Gary.
Uh huh.
We'll go through all the Gary statements that he's given. We'll go through them, make sure that everything's in there that he wants to be in there, or you both want to be in there, should I say.
Okay.
And then what we'll do, Eileen, is we'll then do what was called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
From there, Eileen, that's when we submitted our case. We await what's called a panel date. It's when a panel of individuals will judge our case, or Gary's case.
Okay.
It's a behind closed door panel.
There's
no need for Gary or I.
Right, that's good. Right, okay.
Yeah. And then we'll be notified of, hopefully, of recognition of wrongdoing to Gary in the form of an apology.
Right, okay.
And also an offer of financial compensation.
Right.
Is that okay, Annie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No. I'm glad I'm getting to speak to you so I know what's going on, because Gary has not got a great memory. So he'll be coming in and telling me one thing and they'll be forgetting, you know, so it's better done this way. And I draw it down and then I can refer it back to Gary.
Do you have a pen? My number?
Yeah, okay, that'd be great. I've got it in my hand.
Yes, so it's 0161.
Okay.
563.
Yeah.
0816. My name
is Michael. 0816.
Yeah.
Okay, that it? Your name's Michael?
Yeah. My name's Michael, yeah. I'm part of the investigation team. Yeah.
Okay, Michael. Right. Okay.
The law, just so you know, Eileen, the law firm that Gary is waiting signed up to is called MMA.
MMA, right. Okay.
Legal.
Right.
So, I've just got to go back a step with you, obviously, because of, you know, Gary's issues with alcohol. Obviously, he, in the eyes of the law, he's deemed as a vulnerable client because of his time and care.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure that you and Gary understand our fees.
Right, okay, so tell me that.
Yeah, what other options are out there?
Gary kind of told me, but if you just let me know and I'll let you do.
So Gary can actually apply to the Scottish Redress himself. You don't need the use or the help of a law firm. Everybody does, because nobody is there. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. And I've dealt with hundreds and hundreds of cases. That would entail, you know, gathering your own evidence and creating something in your own case. So that is option one. Option two, Eileen, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help Gary apply to the Scottish Redress. And they don't and won't charge him any fees.
Right.
Now, the reason they don't charge fees, Eileen, is that those law firms get that paid directly from the Scottish Government.
Right.
As part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client whether Gary wins, loses or draws his case.
Okay.
So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions on how much work they would do for you.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah. Also, As a fellow law firm, we can't discuss, you know, what they would do or, more importantly, what they don't do for clients. All we can say is that we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government.
Okay.
And we don't want to be owing anything to them either.
What
we do, Eileen, is enter into a private fee agreement with Gary under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Okay.
In which, if Gary wins, we win. If Gary loses, we lose.
You lose as well, okay.
Yeah, it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give Gary the best possible chance of getting the most out. It's a fancy way of saying the more Gary wins, the more we win.
Okay.
So our fees, Eileen, are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Right, okay.
So what that means, Eileen, is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into Gary's case, he will never pay us more than
16%. Okay.
Yeah. Now, that will net Gary out in fees. So the total fees that Gary will pay is 19.2%.
Right. He will pay 19.2%.
That's the most he'll ever pay.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because Gary has been deemed to be a vulnerable client.
Yeah.
Obviously, his mental health issues, his alcoholism.
Yeah.
Because he's deemed as vulnerable, if we are unsuccessful with Gary's case, we will never come looking for our fees from Gary.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we will never come looking for fees from Gary if he doesn't win compensation. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee.
No-win, no-fee. Right, okay.
Yeah. We definitely wouldn't charge survivors of care systems.
Can I just ask this question, Michael? If Gary's lucky enough to win, you tell him the set amount, obviously, do you take the payment he's due to before you give him the money?
No. So Gary gets paid the money and he pays us.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Gary. If you're lucky enough when the time comes you get a payment, you yourself have got to pay MMA. Okay, they don't take the payment off. So, right, okay. As long as I know when that's happening as well, just, you know,
that's it for Gary. I will make sure that you are.
Yeah, please do.
I will do. Do you understand those two options, Arlene, I've just given you?
Yeah, I understand them. No, so it's better getting a company. Yeah, you know, he can, hopefully he gets he wins something out of it.
Yeah. Value over the last 3 to 5 years, Arlene's been £55,000.
25, that's it, okay.
55.
Oh, 50, what did you say, 55,
five,
sorry?
55.
Oh my lord, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
55. Oh well, here's hoping.
Yeah, that's it. Gary's been given an application number, which is a good indication, so...
Right, okay, that's great. Okay.
Just to let you and Gary know, Arlene.
Yeah?
Gary signed his fee agreement with us on the 2nd of April.
Right, okay.
That was called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date.
Yeah.
Which will run out on the 18th.
Yeah, no, he'll keep it going. You don't worry about that.
Well,
yeah.
If he doesn't want to wait till after the 18th for us to start work, he has the right to wait for cup cooling off period and he can get started straight away.
Yeah.
That's entirely up to you and Gary.
Oh no, he'll do it straight away.
So you're happy for me to wait?
You're happy to get this started straight away after the home office. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you have my number now, Arlene?
I've got it here, Michael. That's great.
I'm sure that you're the person to call on.
And if there's any time you can't get a hold of Gary for obvious reasons, phone my house number. Yeah, please do and leave a message and I can phone you back if I'm not about.
Yeah, I'll come straight to you anyway.
Okay, you come straight to me. Right, okay, Michael.
You give me permission on this recorded call.
Yes, okay,
So I'll come to you now.
You come to me. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.